Right, that was, I guess that was a good live moment for the YouTube watchers. But we are back with another EDC podcast. It's not that I didn't start. It's that I stream, but I also record so I can do the audio tonight. So if I don't record, I can't do the audio tonight, which means it's not going to be uploaded until Monday, maybe. But I just started recording. Gonna try to break that cycle with the new house. For those who's listening via podcast as far as like Spotify and all that, me and Sarah bought a house. We are new homeowners. Yay. Saying it again. We've been getting. That's why I haven't been on. That's why I haven't been on doing a podcast the past few weeks because just getting a house together and stuff, baby stuff, all that stuff running in. We still didn't get our feet together with the new house yet. Like, things coming together, but like, I still need that list that they get Yeah, I still need that list so I can have my husband's duties lined up so I don't miss anything.
Yeah.
I remember some of the smaller stuff, but I need to know, like, I need a timetable for what to do, when to do it, homeowner stuff. Basically.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you.
So I do need tonight. That. But you were talking about a baby sleep schedule. Like, what's a red light thing?
I don't know the specific name of it, but, like, you know, TikTok videos, et cetera. Like, it's a certain,
I'm so over TikToking.
I don't understand. It's living. Very useful. Like, I will TikTok and ex-TikTok something before I ex-Google something now.
That is ridiculous.
Like, it's very informative. You learn a lot.
I'm so over TikTok.
It's not all about like dancing videos and stupid stuff. Like,
I get the information of it, but like, I feel like once you resort to living through TikTok, like, life is just like a, like, not life anymore to me.
I don't know. I guess like older people would say that because like they had.
I'm not that much. I'm a year and a half older than you, champ.
I know, but it's like different things. Like, they people like. Our moms and stuff, they didn't have Google, so they used, like, encyclopedias. They used textbooks and stuff like that to learn what they needed to know. Now, then we started Googling stuff. Now we have TikTok. So it's just, like, I don't want to say you should depend on those things, but they, if it's there, like, why not use it?
I just feel like, once you're at a point of thing, everything I'm doing is because I saw it on TikTok.
Or like from that aspect?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't like that. Like, so like a normal thing for me would be like, if I'm walking in the house, I'd just be like, dang, I want to do something. Like right now. I walked in, I'm like, dang, I want to do something. I got into baseball lately. Dang, I want to start playing baseball. So that's just me, my natural curiosity saying, oh, I want to start playing baseball. Yo, y'all want to start playing a baseball game? All right, cool. Let me get this stuff. Start practicing playing baseball. So that's my natural. That's all organic of me. Just thinking, hey, dang, I want to do something. Then going to go out, grabbing the stuff, planning to start practicing and doing the stuff to actually do an activity that I wanted to do organically. And I feel like TikTok is more so, not blaming TikTok itself, but people who use it as a, oh, I don't know what to do in life. TikTok, boom. Like, I guess it's useful for them, but, like, for me, it's just, like, because I'm not like that, I just look at it that way, as if it's, like, it's a quest that's not really needed.
So, you look at it like influencers, influencing, social media, it all plays a part in, like, what people think, what people want to buy, what people want to get.
Yeah.
So you saying you'd rather just not be influenced by what other people are doing?
It's hard for me to be sold to. As you can see with the dude doing like the home security stuff. Like, I know we need home security. Just give it to us. Why are you selling me on all this stuff?
Right.
Like, why are we still talking? We need home security. Give us the home security. Have a nice day. Why are we talking about it? Like, I hate being sold to. So like, yeah, I don't like. Like, movie reviews, I don't care what they say in the review. I'm more so like, oh, well, I still want to kind of see it.
Yeah.
Like, I just hate going off of somebody's.
Yeah, because I know in past experiences, like, sometimes it'll fail you. Like, sometimes that people might say, oh, this restaurant on TikTok is all this.
You've done that several times.
I'm going to try it, and it's not all that. But it's still, like, it's still fun in a way because it's like I don't you never know until you try.
Yeah.
So it was like I get that experience for myself, and I decide whether or not I want to come back, or I do want to come back.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm over the TikTok thing. But I get it. I'm not mad at it. Somebody in this job. I don't know who it is.
Well, hi.
Text if you're in this job. No, but yeah. How you feel about being a homeowner?
It feels great. I mean, I feel like the responsibility. You haven't had a bill yet, but. Yeah, that part. Like, just because, you know, we're paying more.
Yeah.
Than the apartment, so I'm like, how? Like, I feel like I'm good financially, but still, like, how will paying this extra certain amount of money affect me? Like, when I actually start paying the mortgage.
It's Jay, by the way. Stuff.
What's up, Jay?
Jay, can you hear us breathing? We just came from the gym, and my nose is a little stuffy. We probably yelling at John. No, but yeah, I mean, we haven't had a bill yet, so like, I don't know. It's dope though. Like, the yard is my favorite part. Once we get the pool done, then he said, yeah. Once we get the, so keep the mic away from your mouth unless you're talking. Once we get the pool done, then I feel like we go ahead and vent. Once I get, like, so just talking to the listeners, I'm diving all in on being like a homeowner, dad, husband slash type guy. Like, wanting to cut the lawn, mow the lawn. Once the pool is initially cleaned by a professional, maintaining the pool, maintaining the house and stuff. Like, I'm trying to dive all in with that mindset. So, like, even, like, people are like, oh, why you just pay somebody, blah, blah, blah. Like, even y'all was like, oh, well, like, nigga, you got to tell me, just pay somebody to cut the grass, or whatever the case is. I'm just like, I kind of don't want to. I kind of want to do it. Have those responsibilities and just be like all in. Like, I have a shed. Why am I not using it? Like, it don't make sense for me not to use the shed.
Right.
Who's that, Molly? He sneezed. It don't make sense for me to not use it. I have a yard. Why am I not cutting in the grass? Like, I get it. Like, if you don't have the time, but it's not like I don't have the time. It's not like I'm working all, like, I work a lot, but it's not like I'm working all day, every day.
Right.
Like, there's times, I'm off on Wednesday. Like, there's times when I'm here and I'm just chilling. There is times where I'm not chilling on my day off. I get it. But for the times I am, it's like, sometimes I don't feel like I need a chill time. Sometimes I feel like I need more structure. Structure is good for me.
And sometimes doing those things, like, as an adult, like, you take enjoyment in doing those things.
Yes.
Like, cleaning the house, like, that can be therapeutic. When I'm going grocery shopping, or even when I'm buying, like, pots and pans, like, stuff like that has come to be, like, so much fun.
Yeah.
As an adult, so, like, that might be something you enjoy.
I love grocery shopping, even though I don't do it that much.
Mm-hmm.
I love grocery shopping. Whenever I go to the market by myself, sorry, no disrespect.
It's cool.
Whenever I go by myself, I'm in my own world, just thinking about the foods that I could make, even if I pass by the item. I'm just like, oh, pasta. Oh, I could do that with that. And then I just keep walking, like, straight to the cheeses. They grab something stupid. But, like, no, I enjoy grocery shopping. I know I'm going to grow to enjoy mowing the lawn, probably way too much, because it's something easy to do. And as long as you do it, it looks better than the neighbor who doesn't do it. So, like.
What do you mean it looks better than the neighbor?
Like, the lawn. If you take care of your lawn.
Oh, yeah.
There's people, not everybody takes care of their lawn.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that let their joints grow up to their knees.
Yeah, that's nasty.
So, like, as long as I do it, it's not a hard thing to keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, you're going to do it a lot. Like, apparently, like, April to June, you're mowing the lawn damn near every week. Which is why I'm like, oh, I'm going to waste all my money if I just keep getting somebody to mow my lawn. Like, I might as well just mow that joint myself. But, yeah, like, as long as you do it, it's going to look better than the next person who doesn't do it. So it's definitely something that I could get addicted to, I'm sure of it. But, yeah, like, those things, yeah, it's going to become crazy for me. Now, I know it's going to become a handful, though, once I have to start doing stuff, like, with the baby.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. I know that stuff is, even though I know the baby's going to make it, like, it's not that much of a nuisance. I know it's still going to be a point where it's going to be like, oh, geez, like I need to fall back a little bit.
Yeah.
But at that point, then I guess I can rely on, like, we can rely on each other in a sense. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm like,
yeah, I'm excited for everything that we got going on. Yeah. And I'm happy. Like, I know it's going to be different when the baby comes, but I'm glad I'm not going to have to go to work like those first 3-4 months when she's here. So
I got an electric Jonja. He asked what kind of lawnmower I got.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, you said you're going to be what, happy?
Yeah, I'm going to be happy. Like, I'm be home with her. So, like, I'm not going to have to worry about.
But you're going to be home like 4 months.
Yeah, so I don't have to worry about. How'd that feel? Like, I can't wait. I can't wait.
It ain't gonna be shit to you. You're already a nurse. Take care of a baby.
And I got a lot of practice with Peyton. Because Peyton, when she was like a baby, like I was scared of babies before Peyton. But when Peyton was around us so much, I'm like, oh, this not that bad. Like, he natural.
I watched Mason when he was fresh out. He just had to go back to work. I was watching Mason every day.
Yeah, Naya, she was like a preemie, so.
I didn't watch. I was Asia already had her own crib, and I, Misa was bigger by that point. So Asia was just watching Naya, because she was in an NICU for like 3 months too. So I didn't take part in it, but Misa and I watched that baby every day. That was me and Misa. He didn't stink, but every day.
Yeah, I'm excited to like do her nursery and stuff, make it all cute. And
I don't agree with that wall, I ain't gonna lie. I don't agree with that wall.
What's the beef with the wall?
You're going to have to take it down at some point.
I don't think so. I think we might just have to repaint it.
All right, man.
When she get older, she not going to want no pastel.
I know she ain't going to want no pastel. So just she like gonna be repaint. Just like that.
So just repaint it.
She going to be just like that. She going to be just like that. As soon as you do something after, she going to be like...
No, she not going to be she like gonna that. She's
going to be just like that. Yes, yeah, she is.
And she not going to have no appetite that solid behind.
Yeah, she
appetite
is. Like yours. She's going to be a toddler.
Well, she's going to have an appetite like a toddler, but I'm going to try to incorporate
it. Yenny's got an appetite like a toddler.
That's a whole different type of.
No, I'm saying kids eat what they eat. KJ don't eat nothing. KJ really don't eat nothing. Like, KJ will be like, I'll be like, what you want, K? You want some chicken nuggets or something? Nah. He'll straight KJ would be straight up cool with fries. If you let him rock out, he'll be straight up cool with some fries and not eat nothing else. I swear to God.
My mom kids said are just I chilling. Eat
huh?
My mom said
your mom be lying. I don't care what you talking about. I don't trust your mom about nothing about you as a baby. Nothing.
Why you come from my mom like that?
I didn't come from your mom. She just be lying about you as a baby.
No, like, as a toddler, she said I didn't like food like that. She said I was just balling
up. I don't trust nothing your mom says as you was a kid. Satara's mom, when I met her, was like, Satara was the best baby. She ain't never give me no problems. First video I saw Satara as a baby, smacking her mom up in church, yelling and all that, falling out. I'm like, fuck out of here. Nah, get out of here. No problem as a baby, yeah. No way. Yeah, get out of here. Yeah, no. No, I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I was acting up.
So, yeah, your mom lost all credibility.
I wasn't slapping her, though. I was just, like, moving on.
She
over.
Lost all credibility with me. Nah, no disrespect, Kim.
I was probably, like, 2 and just... You know, going through that phase.
Oof, that phase, yeah. All right, I ain't never had that phase.
How you know?
Cause I remember my 2s.
You remember being 2 years old?
Yeah.
You don't even have the language to remember being.
I don't have the language to remember being 2.
Yes. How you know what you was doing there too?
Cause I remember your mom being born.
So how do you know you was a good baby and they had temper tantrums when you was 2?
I remember being 2. The only time I had a fit was when I couldn't go over Didi house. I was Didi baby. That's the only time I had a fit when I couldn't go over Didi house.
I think my memory started at like 4 when I was in preschool. I told everybody in the classroom that I walked in on my mom and dad doing it.
Oh my God. Did you? Yeah. You walking on
them
doing it? Oh, no.
And then I was telling everybody that I saw my mom and dad had sex in the bed.
Oh,
and then
no.
They got
Did
back
they
to my
you?
Teacher.
Did they see you?
What, my mom and dad? Yeah.
What they do?
I don't know what they did, but I remember I went back to class and I told everybody. Oh, no. And it got back to my teacher.
That's trauma. I'm sorry. That's
like my first memory.
I'm sorry. That's trauma. You probably even remember more than that, but that cut it off right there.
I remember my first time, like, being really embarrassed, too.
My first time being embarrassed. I feel like I wore pajamas on the wrong day to school.
I had a story similar to that, too.
I feel like I did, but I can't recall it. I can't recall it. My first embarrassment. Dang, I don't know if I remember my first embarrassment.
I remember I was in church, and you know, like, I was the type of little girl that used to shout all the time in church.
Oh, my God.
And so they was just playing around, like, playing, like, shouting music, like the preacher had told a joke, and it was like, doom, 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 and then I started shouting, and then they stopped the music.
Oh, yeah, my first person is in church. What happened? It wasn't even that crazy. I thought this young boy I saw was, like, one of my little cousins. And I was like, come here, Isaac, come here. Young boy ran up, I picked him up. As soon as I looked up, it was not my little cousin. You know? It was like, it wasn't the whole church, but it was like the road that we was in. A couple people just looked over. I guess it was his family. And they was just like,
hey. How old
were you? I probably was like 6.
I'm cracking.
5, 6, something like that. And his family just looking at me like, this little boy. All right. Nah, I can't remember being like too embarrassed by anything else. Man, I'm trying to think of first memories though. I definitely remember Tree Mountain Commons, and I had to been too. Cause I would have been turning 3 that year. Cause me and Asia was like, "Dang, mommy brought home a white baby." But your mom was pure white. He's white as snow.
I probably would have remembered something like that, too.
I remember that shit like it was yesterday. I don't remember what house we was in. I feel like we was at Didi house. We had to be. Because we didn't move to 23rd Street until Jermon was like at least a toddler. So we had to be at Didi house. We was like, me and Asian ran up. We just looked at each other. We was scared as hell. It's like, yo, why you born a white baby, yo? They ran upstairs. But that's the one joke I don't remember. I remember a lot on 23rd Street, but I had already been like 4 or 5 by that point.
You got me beat at the 2.
Yeah. I had to been 2. There's no other way.
Or you don't remember like that's what your mom told you?
I remember being on the steps. Mm-hmm. And looking downstairs, seeing everybody in the house. And seeing a clear baby. Seeing a pale baby down there. I kicked Trayvon down the steps before.
Wait, when?
He was on 23rd Street. You know, you ever get one of those, what's it called?
Intrusive thoughts.
I don't know if I kicked them. Or if I just remember having a strong intrusive thought. I don't know. I forget. But he was on 23rd. He wasn't that high up. He was like, probably like 5 steps up. And I was just like, boom.
How old was Trayvon?
Trayvon had been like 2.
Dang.
2, 3. Took an L. I had to been that. Because we was on 23rd Street. We moved to Northeast when I was like 10. I was just about to turn 10. I was like 9. I was about to turn 10. So like before that, we was moving a few times. Because I went to Pierce, TM Pierce for like, I want to say 4 years, because we moved to Brown. I was going there in the 5th grade. So I had to be in Paris for like 4 years. So I started school at 6. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. Yeah. No. Because when you moved to Northeast, you still going to North Philly to go to school for that last year, for fourth grade. So, yeah. So that's what it was. We still had to be going down to North Philly for that fourth grade year, but we had moved up there. So we moved up there when I was like 9, probably. 9, 8.
To the Northeast?
The Northeast, yeah. Yeah, before that, we was moving around down North Philly. Then we lived in Keisha for a little bit. I think we lived in like 3 cribs. 4 cribs. Because I lived on 23rd Street, Fox Street, Stella, and Ooh. 23rd Street Fox Street Stella. Ooh, this is killing me right now. I think that was it. Otherwise, you live with Keisha for a little bit. And then,
that's what I'll say. And then from the Northeast, you had moved to Delaware, or you had?
From the Northeast, we was in Northeast on Lansing Street. Then we moved with Shea for a little bit. And then, during our time with Shea, we were just having a house built in Delaware. So we was moving there while he was building a house in Delaware.
That's dope.
And then we moved to Delaware. And then, after graduation, I came back to Philly. But I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember if that was all the houses in North. Down North. Jay said his embarrassing joke was him. Oh, Jay, I had a solo in church too. But I wasn't embarrassed. I was just scared. Like, frightened. Yeah, I think my song was it had to be a Kirk Franklin joke. It had to be Kirk.
Wait, was it the I'm walking in the car? The one he be like, it's not
me. It's not wrong. It's not wrong. It's that the clip for me. No, it wasn't that.
It wasn't.
Wait, maybe it was that.
Where he be like, get something in your hand.
It could have been that. I gotta ask Michelle and James. It could have been that because James took over for me. Shout out to Big Cousin. James took over for me because James always went to the spot. Like, he was cool with it. I was like, put me in the back. I just want to play drums. I remember that joint. Yeah, it was that. But that wasn't embarrassment. That was more fear. My embarrassing joint. My mom made me get on the kids usher joint. I passed out.
You passed out.
This probably started my the blood pressure problems. I passed out because my mom. I wasn't wanting to be in the front kid. I was a shy. I wanted to play in the background. If we had a party, I'll be playing by myself with the toys and stuff like that, just vibing out by myself. My mom made me join the Usher Corps.
And what you had to do, all you got to do is walk people down the aisle.
All you got to do is stand there. But I was so embarrassed just standing there, like, people looking at me in this job. And I legit got dizzy.
And you passed out in church?
I didn't pass out, but I was woozy as hell. And I was like, oh, big woozy. My dad went to the store and got me ginger ale. Black people's medicine. Ginger ale, honey bun. It was like, oh, they was fanning me off in the back. I was gone, yo. I remember that joke like it was yesterday. I was gone in the back. You know in Southern, where the water fountain at? Mm-mm. Oh, my God. You have been there?
I've been there, but like.
You know how you walk in and it's the hallway before you get to the sanctuary?
Yeah.
And it's that little spot on the left-hand side?
I don't remember that.
You remember that? I was right in that little spot. They was bringing me ginger ale and honey buns. I was in that joint like comatose, like, so passed out smooth.
So y'all had to stand in the front of the church when y'all had ushered?
I was standing at the door in the back.
No, who was looking at you at the back door? The whole attention is to the front of the service.
Still, I didn't want to be standing up in that joint. They forced me to usher. I was up in that joint like.
You drunk.
I was in that joint like, yo, I don't want to be up here. Fast style smooth. I think that's what the pass out is. Other than that situation, I don't think I ever passed out before, but like.
Every kid go through the usher board. You don't need no type of talent.
Yeah. No talent at all.
All you gotta do is stand.
I was going. I was going, yo. I was standing there, Joe. Like, first off, they have the kids march out. They make it a big deal for the kids because it's kids being a part of, like, the church and stuff. So they make it a big deal, even though you're not really doing nothing as an usher. Because it's kids ushering, people taking pictures. So it ain't like you just not in the spotlight. People taking pictures, all that. Like, they want to see their babies do the job. They made us march out. And I remember I hid in the bathroom, so I didn't march out with them. Hid in the bathroom, didn't march out with them. Then when everybody got up there, I peeked out the window just to see everybody standing already. And then I went and be like, where you want me at? Shaking in my boots. And they pointed me there, and I was straight there, comatose. And I passed out. They gave me ginger ale and honey buns.
And honey buns. Who sugar was low.
Who was that? My nana? I had to be my nana. I feel like it was my nana, but then again, I don't know. I think maybe it could have been my godma, Mama Isabel. All right, Pete, Mama Isabel.
I was about to say, I didn't meet her.
No, she passed a while ago, years ago.
We used to have to march.
Had to march in.
What did they say?
They said niggas had to march, hand the brochures out. Hand the brochures. We was on it. Oh, they had us drawn as young ones. I said, they don't do that no more, though. They didn't do that more.
I mean, it don't be no kids in my church like
but
that.
But that's why. That's what I'm saying. They need to bring the young ones back to do something. Yeah. The church I play at, young ones be in there. They be having them dancing and all that.
Yeah.
They did the full play joint on Easter. Young boy was Jesus. He was like this on Easter. He went back, changed his clothes to the white, came out like, I'm here. I was loving it. I'm loving that joint.
And it's even hard to do stuff now because, like, they parents don't be coming to church. So, like, you got to pick them up.
Yeah,
you
I don't
gotta
know
take
what y'all situation
home.
Is.
So, it's just a lot. Kid, it's different now.
Hey, look, God's going to bless your life. But since Terry be picking young boys up and taking them home from church, West Philly, you can eat 30 from me. I'm not grabbing nobody's young boy from West. You got to find a church out there at Pimpin. You have to find a church out there.
Well, they be like 15 minutes away from the church. Even though they in West Philly, they still like it's like a 15-minute ride. So
yeah, but you be like an hour and a half away from your house.
I don't know. Tripping.
That's going to stop with this baby popping up. That's stopping with this baby popping up. You tripping, young boy. You got to find a church out there. You got to. There's no way. And they don't even be dedicated.
You tripping.
You tripping. Oh, bless your heart, Snake.
It is different. Church used
take
to be so
15.
Much fun.
Jason, take the 15. Nigga, get on the 15 if you that dedicated boss. You can eat 30. I ain't gonna care. Bless your heart. Ain't happening with me, champ. Oh, that's super nutty. Yeah. It could never be me. Nah, church used to be fun, though.
Yeah,
I remember
choir.
It used to be going to vacation Bible school.
Yes, VBS.
Can't
used to
wait
be fun.
To get the VBS.
Then you get your little snack at the VBS.
Wait,
over
you not Baptist? Y'all have VBS?
Huh? I'm not Baptist.
Look at my mom.
We got VBS. We still do it, but it's just not the same. Oh, like yeah. It's not as many kids, and then you go on your trip. We always like VBS Monday through Friday. Then on Saturday we take a trip like Clemente Park or to like to the swimming pool.
I gotta update it, man. Get the young boys back in there. 2K tournament for Christ. Let's go. For Christ, 2K tournament. Madden tournament. Let's go. Get it. Just Dance for the baby girls. Let's go.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe
I gotta change the repertoire. I'm about to start going to the church. They'd be having like this like the men's joint on first Friday nights. I took the
like
men's.
Bible
I was
study?
Like, I'm going to slide through. Nah, it's more like a man cave type joint. I'm going to slide through first Friday joint.
Oh, so you really like participating in the church?
I'm gonna see what's up with it. Yeah. If it's cool, then maybe I slide through again. But
cool.
But I really enjoy after that situation that happened a couple of verses ago.
Mm-hmm.
We were all just sitting there talking. That's why I get home till so late. Right. Yeah, I'm just sitting there talking, just talking about anything.
They was talking about
church stuff, but I was over there like I was just air hustling like, oh, what's up?
Yeah, like y'all, it was like kind of like a bonding moment.
I missed it. Yeah, I missed that being in church. Not even you just in the building, but y'all just all talking about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that vibe. It used to be a vibe. I need that church back.
Yeah,
like that's yeah. People don't got that no more.
Did y'all have second services? Like
back
on Sundays?
On Southern?
Yeah. Them second.
Used to be
the
there
day
all day.
Yes.
It used
go
to be
the corner store, get you a little sandwich.
Jules was our corner store. Jules, I don't even think his name was Joe. I just think that's what we called him. I think his dad's name was Joe. His name was like Mark or something like that. But young boys didn't know no difference. So we'll just be like, Joe. That's how I knew him. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we used to be in church all day. Like, service started at, I honestly don't remember when the service started when I was a young boy, but it'll be that all morning. And then dinner was at, like, dinner was from, like, 2 to 4:30, 2 to 5, something like that. And then after that, service started at 6, 6:30. And we in that joint until about 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. Niggas used to be churching all day.
And you didn't even mind. You just used to
you
be
didn't
fine.
Even care. You just met your cousin. So it's just like, yo, we in this joint.
And then before that, all that, you got Sunday school. Did you go to Sunday school?
Yeah, we went to Sunday school. Whenever we made it there early, I would be down there at Sunday school. Sunday school was cool, but it was like, that was like the boring part of it as a kid. As a kid, it was the boring part of it because you was just sitting there, you had to pay attention because everybody fresh eyed. So it was just like, make it through this job. And then, like, unless we were singing or something like that after Sunday school. I remember one Sunday they started making us sit front row after Sunday school. And that was the most annoying thing all time.
Well,
I think that's when it started dissipating.
So y'all wouldn't fall asleep or something?
Just to show that kids was there, I guess they wanted us front and center. Yeah. But, like, that's when everything started.
Doing so much.
That's when our kids started dropping out of church and all that. It was like, oh, you're ruining it. Ruining it. That's when they built that balcony. I remember that. Morning finish, eat dinner, play football afternoon service. Y'all church was different, though, Jay. Because y'all family lived, like, right next door to the church. So, like, Jay and them legit be at church, and then he just playing outside for the rest of the day.
Oh, that's
legit playing outside for the rest of the day. That wasn't us. Like, if we was at church, and we was in the heart of North with no family living nowhere near the church, we was in church all day.
Y'all was outside with y'all Sunday clothes on?
Did y'all wear suits and all that, Jay? When y'all was safe?
they not safe.
Yeah, Jason, yeah. You wear suits and all that. But
people don't even get dressed up for church like that no more. It's different.
Hey, I mean,
I'm not mad at it.
I don't miss the dress up, let's be real. I'm dressing a baby girl though.
Yeah, you already see I got some dresses for her.
I'm dressing a baby girl, like that's gonna be it. But I'm not mad at the not dressing up no more. Like if you gonna dress up, you gonna dress up.
Yeah.
Just let that be your thing, but
as long as you're dressed appropriately, like it don't matter. For real.
Some girl I guess she got saved or whatever, Sunday. She wore like I don't forget what she was wearing. Her skirt came up to here. It was like a one piece, y'all. Shoulderless, like just coming here.
A tube top?
Titties popping out the top a little bit.
Oh man.
And the skirt stopping mid thigh. But like she didn't look like every man wanted. Like, I don't want to speak bad on her, but it wasn't like it was over the top attractive or nothing like that. It looked like everybody went to church like, damn, why she wear that church? And I was just looking like, yo, all right, I guess. Come as you are. See, my savior said, come as you are. But she got done up, it looked like. She thought she was doing it up. And I was just like, dang. Ain't that baby geese.
Yo, them church ladies, they used to eat us up.
Fighting your church.
They used to be so annoying.
Yeah, you tripping. But you put a costume though, right?
You said, yeah.
Jay done put a costume too. Jay done put a costume. P-Hop.
They used to be irking. Like, they be saying stuff. They be turning people off. I remember one time, like, my cousin came to church.
Yeah.
And one of the ladies going to tell her, talking about some dead man sitting next to you just got out of jail. He don't need to be seeing no pretty legs. Like, why would you say something like that?
First off.
You don't even know
that
her.
That is, like, the logic behind, like, I'm not even speaking at all Pentecostal people. But, like, with the logic behind the shit that you be telling me from your church, it makes no sense to me. No sense whatsoever. That man don't need to be seen. That man shouldn't even be worried about that. If the devil is working on him, we praying for him. We praying for him. But the even job, like, it just makes no sense. It makes no sense, man. I can never keep around it. That's why I can't even.
Unless you gain some weight, they won't let you know.
Ooh, Lord. I mean, I respect that, though. I respect that, but people don't know how to talk.
I remember one time this girl, she ain't been there for a while, and my pastor, she was like, the girl was singing like, "Hi, pastor," blah, blah, blah. And she was like, "Oh, Sierra." She was like, "You put on some weight there. Damn. You ain't see this girl."
That's brutal. Damn, you put some weight on you. That's crazy. Like, they
just
crazy. Be
so rude. Like, you just.
I respect it, but like. I can't say nothing bad about it. I know it's drawing, but like, I respect it too much.
No, it's, I respect I that gangster.
He put some weight on you.
That's how you. She ain't come back since.
Man, she get tough enough. Drop that weight. I respect it. It's been a couple people that told me that when I went to Yacht Church. I used to play there when I was like 15, 16. And then I go back now and they'll be like, "Ooh, you got a belly." I'll be like, "Ah, I know. I'm going to get it down. You just got to take that on the chin. You getting up there. I respect the weight call out. I respect it. As long as it ain't like, "You big as hell."
Basically, like she said.
She said that.
She said, "Oh, Sierra? Oh."
The shock is what killed her. Ooh. Sierra. You guys, I'm saying that baby girl name. The shock is what killed you, though. Ooh. You got some weight on you. I respect that. The weak. That's one thing I can respect. Well, it's not like I'm bigging it up, but like, it's honest. So it's like, and you know you don't want to gain the weight. So I respect it. Jay said, "No, we fight." Ooh.
It's just a rule.
Jay, she said, "Ooh." Oh, that's funny as hell. Ooh, you gained a little weight.
That was me too. Oh. In February, because we was having our African service, and the lady.
But this past February?
Yeah.
She was pregnant though.
I know, but she know that. She going to walk up to the African lady. She going to talk to her. "Oh, I'm used to seeing the tall, slender girl." She was like, "When you get this?" She won't touch my stomach.
Oh, punch in her eyes. "Don't touch me." And that's disrespect. "Don't touch me. You can say what you want." And you pregnant though. She didn't even know. Bless her.
Exactly. That's why you shouldn't be talking about people. You don't know what type of medical situation they got going on. You don't know what they. Yeah. Mind your business.
Medical
and I'm grown.
Situation. You pregnant. That's different. That's different. You could have stepped to it and been like, "Actually, I'm carrying." Now what?
I ain't even know all that. They still don't know all that.
You could have been like, "I'm carrying
that."
They just
see my stomach and just know what's up.
Dang, next time they see you, they gonna be mad.
I ain't been to church.
Who keep letting her go in the fridge?
Huh? I said I ain't going to church in a couple weeks too. I feel like I got a little bigger.
You ain't go with me either. What's your problem, man?
I worked last weekend and we had just moved the weekend before that. I was tired.
Hey man, like I said, we've been moving. Things been happening. You gonna be Asian tomorrow or no?
I don't know.
You ain't do nothing the past 3 days.
My hair ain't done. I ain't got nothing to wear.
Just go.
Get those things figured out.
Just go. You never know what can happen. So you just come pick you up. I'm about to tell Asia. Or I tell Steamboat, like, "Yeah, you come down whenever, Steamboat." He asked Asia. She hit him with the, "Oh, you can come get you too." Don't spread those lies.
You none of us finish
that's
out
that hour 40. Hour 40? Hour 30? Come on now. You go to church down here. Apparently, they don't go to church down here. They go to church. Look at Miles. Stressed out.
Oh, they go to church in Delaware now.
Yeah, apparently so. I'm like, yeah. Dang. Ain't nobody stink my nose. Don't even dirty. Oh.
How long we been on this, Sean?
Not that long. Like 25 minutes live. Oh, actually, no. Like 30 minutes live, maybe. Maybe 35. It's 46, but that's not how long we've been on air.
Talking and stuff.
Yeah. And I actually been recording, so that's pretty clutch. What else been going on? Because I haven't been on here in like 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jay, if you still in this job, what's the lowest amount of people you could play a baseball game with? In my head, I got it at 12. That's two outfielders, three infield, and pitcher on each side. And in that case, everything is a ball unless you swing. Right? Correct me if I'm wrong. No, I know it's not on the field normally. But least amount of people. Let's see, five, how you figure five? One outfielder? Bo was talking about T-ball, like, putting that shit on a stick and letting people swing for their lives.
I might need to start off with it.
T-ball? We'll have the tee out for the ladies. But real men, we pitching. Two outfield, three infield. Six. That's what I'm saying, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, Bo was like T-ball for the beginners. T-ball ain't bad, I ain't gonna lie. You want to see the bet that I got? Let's take me back. Yeah, I got a bet. I don't know if I sent it to y'all or not yet. But a Rollins bet. This joint nasty. Or this joint, at least hopefully, is nasty. I haven't swung it yet at the cages. But I do want to start going to the cages. Big time. I'm a fan of, like.
I'm still scared of the cages.
Why? Oh, yeah. You're drunk ass. It's gonna be too easy. T-ball. Yeah. Satara says she's still scared of the cages after that joint nailed her in the league. After I told her to move, though.
You did.
Drunk ass. They got a slow pitch at the cages. Yeah. Yeah, they do. They got like a softball joint. And I think we're gonna end up playing softball for real. For the ladies. Cause first off, whoever pitching on my team, I don't want them to get damaged on the other team, I don't want them to get damaged when I pipe that jar right toward the eyelids. Because, you know, I can't control it too well just yet. I think I'm going to be good. Look at Molly in the sketchy finally. Molly, you ain't been in that joint in years.
Since he was a little baby.
Since she was a little pup. A little kitten. A little kitty. I wonder how Molly going to do with the little baby shorty.
He's just going to be looking like, what is that in my house and why is it crying?
I told
so Satara
the other day when the baby pooped, Molly going to try to sweep the baby away. Molly going to try to sweep that joint away. My mom, you going to be cool with the baby? Yeah, he looking at me. He don't even know what we talking about. That's the best part. He just going to walk in one day, baby going to be there.
I don't know if he could tell. They said sometimes animals can tell if you're pregnant or not.
Maybe female Jones. Molly has not cared a lick.
Yeah, he don't be. He treat me the same. Lick. He still be biting me.
He used to be biting, stepping on Satara's stomach when we sleep. He don't care a lick. I mean, I don't know. Because when Molly bite me, he just be giving me nibbles. Like, he know not to try to bite through the skin. Do he bite through your skin?
He be acting like he be trying to.
Acting like he trying
he
to.
He be trying to wake me up for treats.
Then, yeah, he's not biting through your skin. He'll just be like this. And he'll do it.
It'd be hurting.
It hurt, but it's not going to go through. He can bite through your skin, no problem. I guarantee you he can.
A little dagger.
I guarantee you he can. If he wanted to, he'd be fish nets right now. If he wanted to, he'd be fish nets. That brother can bite through your skin now. I don't know what else to talk about this thing. I ain't no podcast in a long time. I feel like a rookie.
You want to talk about the WNBA draft?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Caitlin Clark, number one draft pick, as projected, as she should. She's a problem.
She is.
She's a problem. I want my baby girl to shoot like that.
I don't know where she's going to get it from because her mama is not athletic.
I'm athletic. I'm just out my prime. I'm not out my prime. I'm in my prime, but I need to get in prime shape right now. We was at the gym earlier, and it was like, I was disappointed. I was pissed at myself. Because I was on the treadmill, and I was like, I could have gave way more on the treadmill. But then again, I was like, I'm prepping for later on. I'm like, oh, I don't want to be bugged out. I can't do that when I'm at the gym. I got to just go in.
Yeah, it's just about, like, building up stamina and stuff.
Yes. Like, I got to start from the ground up now. To just, like, before, when I was still in good shape, like, I was hooping every day. Hooping every day. I could hoop all day from sun up to sundown. Hoop all day. Not even think about it. And that would be, like, my cardio. Like, toughness, anything like that. Just going body to body with people.
Picking up stuff.
No, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. Like, being actively going at people, like boxing people out, doing all this other stuff. Like, my body was like durable, like doing whatever. And now, like, since I haven't been that active in so long, I gotta start from the ground up. Mm-hmm. And start from the ground up sucks. It sucks. Dropping weight sucks. Yeah. No lie. Plus, you gotta eat dumbass healthy. I had to take baby steps. If I would have started taking baby steps fresh out the spittle, I'd have been cakewalks. Yeah. Remember when I left the spittle, I was cooking satira and everything.
Yeah, you was feeling good.
I'm about to go take a little residency at the spittle real quick.
get me some LASIK.
Shoot me up. Shoot me up, King. Then leave out that joint on a 10.
But I think it's good, you know, just to start. You got to start from somewhere.
Yeah. As long as I stay active, I'll be fine.
And I'm trying to start now, so it won't be so hard for me to, like, get off my pregnancy weight after I had the baby.
Yeah.
If I still be moving and stuff.
That's true. You don't have to keep this junk on, honestly. I've done podcasts under an hour.
Okay.
You want to finish it off?
Sure.
All right. Well, we out of this, John. Thank y'all again for listening to another EDC podcast. We are streaming live on YouTube right now, but you catch the podcast. Well, you can catch the podcast audibly through any of your podcast platforms. That is via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon. I know they got a podcast on any other podcast station you can think of. You can catch us through there. We are available there. Again, that is at the EDC podcast. Like I said, video vibes. Did kill me. Video vibes. You can catch us on YouTube. Through my channel, Ian Dunlap. You can look me up, Ian Dunlap. You can look up, You Don't Care. They all connected to the main channel, Ian Dunlap. And the podcast is under the main channel, Ian Dunlap. Again, that is the EDC podcast. Appreciate y'all for listening. And I am Audi. You want to see Boston?
All right. See y'all. Peace out.
All right.